You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Miami, Florida real estate agent Stefan Burke brokered two of the 20 cryptocurrency deals and the first in the U.S.
We were ready. We had a legal team on board, and we had done our research. And so it was a little bit trial and error as we went through the process, but it did happen.
In one of his Miami Bitcoin-to-Bitcoin sales, the co-founder of a cryptocurrency website bought a two-bedroom condo for $275,000. Then another Bitcoin investor sold his Miami mansion for $6 million. As you might expect, the clients he deals with at Cassis Burke are young.
20s, 30s, and 40s, actually. Are they very wealthy? Well, let's say they're very smart, very bright, and can see the future. They see a lot of things that most people don't see because they're very bright and they're very focused on this world of intangibility. They're more about everything not face-to-face, but through their phone or their computer.
The recent Bitcoin-to-Bitcoin transactions were different than Burke's first cryptocurrency deal in 2014, where the buyer converted Bitcoin to cash to buy the home. That is more common. This year in Dubai, the Aston Plaza and Residences sold 50 apartments for Bitcoin and then converted Bitcoin to cash. Joan Yarrow, who runs a British social media site to find properties for sale, says why not cut out the middlemen and deal in cryptocurrency?
Real estate has the most middlemen. You know, if you're thinking about or wanting to buy a property, you can do that in one day or one week. It takes time, really. And why does it take time? Because of the middleman.
On Euro's PropertyBuzz is a global platform for those searching for properties using the benefits of cryptocurrency.
But with cryptocurrency, you don't get charged anything, and you are in control. I'll say your fund, your money, really, your tokens.
By using Bitcoin, buyers can record property titles through smart contracts on the blockchain. Propy is one company that does that. Right now, it's involved in the sale of businessman Richard Hilton's Italian mansion, which is accepting Bitcoin at auction. With digital deals popping up in Miami, Los Angeles, Silicon Valley, and other places, what about Greater Cincinnati? Loan officer at Prime Lending, Ashok Gildial, called three local title companies and asked them about the use of cryptocurrency here. None of them have been part of these types of transactions.
Yeah, I think it sounds like fun, but it's not, in my opinion, it wouldn't be a big part of the market here. And also, just because our laws don't allow legal tender or recognizing it as a major thing does not mean we are backward. It's just not something that is being done, but there's no prohibition or restriction on getting it done.
Like Ohio, most states still involve traditional financial institutions in property sales.
The people that are going to be buying using Bitcoin are people that are actively involved in that market, and that population itself is a fairly small one.
But Miami's Stefan Burke says while it may be small, it's rapidly growing.
There's a whole world out there, and I have met them, and thousands of people who are very into this. And this is the future, but the future is here now. So if people don't get on board, I feel they're going to miss out.
Burke estimates in 5 years, cryptocurrency will be 25 to 30% of real estate sales. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.